Releasing the hate and the grudge is literally for yourself so you can have inner peace.
Welcome to the Royally Confident Podcast on this amazing, sexy Sunday where we delve into the world of confidence, self-esteem, and personal growth fit for royalty. I'm your host, Janice, and I'm here to guide you on a journey towards unlocking your inner confidence and living your best life. So if you're ready to embark on a journey of self-discovery and empowerment, join me on the Royally Confident Podcast and get ready to unlock your inner confidence and reign supreme in your life today.
Hello, Royals. Welcome back to Royally Confident with your host, Janice, your Royally Confident coach, who's here to help women who've been in a toxic relationship get their confidence back. And of course, if you want to hear any new episodes, you got to subscribe, follow, and hit the notification button. Now let's get back into another empowering episode. I know, right? Episode about grudges. Yes, we're going to talk about grudges. Grudges are persistent feeling of resentment or ill will held against someone or something, typically stemming from a past resentment, betrayal, something offensive, or perceived injustice. Holding a grudge involves harboring negative emotions such as anger, bitterness, or hostility towards the person or situation involved, which can lead to ongoing negative thoughts and feelings impacting your emotional well-being. That's what I got from online. But my definition is, when it comes to holding grudges, is somebody did something wrong to you and you don't forget it. Let's just put it simple, right? Someone did something wrong to you, or you've seen an injustice and you're holding a grudge. Now, myself held a grudge for many, many years, but that is because my grandmother, who is still alive, is one of the main role models, mentors in my life. So she's the one who taught me how to hold a grudge. Not only did she teach me how to hold a grudge, she's taught many of our family members how to hold a grudge. And it could be as small as you not calling her or not thanking her for a birthday gift, and she'll hold a grudge for the rest of your life and hang it over your head. And so she taught me that. So I had a grudge against the person that molested me. I had a grudge against my ex-boyfriend who was toxic. I had a grudge against my mother who was not there for me when I was molested. And I held continuous grudges against people. And I released most of them, but I'm still working on releasing grudges towards people who treat my friends injustice, like they just don't treat them right, or my friends' boyfriends who don't treat them right. I don't have like a grudge where it's like it lasts forever. I just know that person's no longer gonna be in my life and stuff. But a grudge is like constantly hating. Like, yes, there's a few people I still dislike, and I probably wouldn't talk to them anymore, but to keep holding it against them is something I'm working on and learning how to release. Because even though I stopped holding a grudge towards these four main people, or three, four main people, it was still hard for me to still release grudges that are small, especially since it's been hard programmed in me. So just know that, people, if you are out there, you're struggling, you know, trying to release stuff or work on self-development, just know that I also have things that I have to constantly work on. Some of them are really tough compared to others. Some are really easy compared to others. And some are just like extremely difficult and hard to, you know, heal from. And then that takes even more time. But just know that your Royally Confident coach here, Janice, is one of the ones who also goes through self-development, through hard ones, easy ones, and things that are just extremely like tough for me to work on, but I am working on it. So that's why today's is going to be about grudges, because I want to help you guys release grudges and also help me release grudges by giving you this video, showing you that yes, it's going to be hard to let go the hurt someone has caused you, or betrayal, or whatever you think they did to you. But I'm going to tell you why it's so important to work on learning how to release grudges. Now, when you do release grudges, that doesn't mean you have to accept that person. That's the same as forgiveness, right? You don't have to accept this person in your life. Releasing the hate and the grudge is literally for yourself so you can have inner peace. Because when I was holding grudges, I didn't have peace. I was stressed out. I was putting it all on my current relationship. It was not healthy for me to still hold grudges and then project it on people that actually cared about me and didn't do anything wrong to me. So this is why we have to let go of grudges, because even though this one person did talk to you or betray you or whatever, you may take that grudge as a way to project it on other people in intentionally. So a good example would be for me, I was molested. So my trust towards men and being near me and touching me and like being affectionate, it was hard. It was plain and simple. It was really hard. And I just felt like every guy was like that. And I just was mad at men, just mad at men. For a really long time, even though I would still date them and stuff, I still projected the grudges onto them because I couldn't release the grudge of the person that molested me. And the same with my toxic ex. I did the same thing. I didn't get in a relationship for 3 years because I thought all men were the same and they were just gonna dog me out like that. So I didn't want to give them the time of day. I hurt men's feelings. I didn't give them the respect that some of them did deserve. And that was just my life lesson. And then when I realized I had to let go, and those things I was holding on to don't define me, and if I keep holding on to them, because they don't care, like the people that hurt me just do not care about what I'm doing now. They don't care if I'm okay because of what they did. They don't care if I'm protecting anyone. They don't care if I'm happy, mad, sad, depressed, stressed. They don't care. They're living their life. They're living however life they want to live. And here I am still holding on to that negative emotion. And so this is why it's so important to let that go, because honestly, they are probably stopped thinking about you. They probably stopped thinking about you and don't care about what they did to you. And here you are still holding it onto it and projecting it on people that probably don't deserve it. So this is what we're going to talk about today. So grudges have a big emotional drain, right? Holding grudges consumes a significant amount of emotional energy, constantly thinking about the past wrongs and feeling resentment can lead to like constant stress, fatigue, leaving you with less energy, and you don't focus on positive because you're always thinking about the negatives, and this could really drain, and it'll be difficult to maintain mental clarity, especially when you're having conversations with certain people. There was a friend of mine that blames her baby daddy for the life she has now. Granted, her life is not the rich and fabulous life, but she does have a roof over her head. But it's not the life that society says you should have, like having your own place by a certain age and being married by a certain age or things like that. She's just not living that lifestyle that society says you need by a certain age. So she's like extremely unhappy and she's constantly blaming her ex for this, and it is making her still constantly unhappy. She constantly brings it up and she's still blaming him, and it's preventing her from growing. It is preventing her from loving herself the way she deserves. It's preventing her from establishing healthier connections. And it's preventing her from the generational like trauma that she does have. So it is very, very heartbreaking to see that. And unfortunately, we are not talking at this moment because I have decided to let go of the generational trauma, and our bond was based on a trauma bond. So me healing from the bond that we shared definitely, damaged our friendship. But that doesn't mean I don't care for her. We just aren't talking because we are in two different places. And I just hope to let you know that because she didn't, she just still holds the grudges and hasn't forgiven herself for her actions or forgiven the person. She is emotionally drained all the time. She's just always tired. She doesn't have nothing for personal or positive growth. And this leads into the next reason why grudges are so like bad for you is because it keeps you into a negative mindset. It could keep you anchored there. So everything that is bad, that you think is bad, that's happening to you, you just completely ignore the positives. You just are always focused on negatives because you think, "Yo, why me? Why it have to happen to me?" And then you just constantly talk about negative stuff, and then you hold on to resentment, and then it reinforces your negative thought patterns, and then it doesn't challenge yourself to see the good in yourself and others. It just makes it even more like extremely challenging instead of easier. Because when you are in a constant negative mindset, you can't see the good of anything that's happening around you. So I want to reflect back onto my grandmother, who holds grudges still to this day towards my grandfather, who is dead. May he rest in peace, rest in paradise. But he's no longer with us, and she still holds a grudge because he was the reason why she moved to a different state that she didn't want to move to. So she keeps blaming him for it, and he's no longer there. Instead, she didn't see the goodness or the happiness of the situation. I was told by a lot of family members that my grandfather was just not a good man. I mean, he was great to me, but to my aunts and uncles and my mother, he wasn't as great as he was to me. And he definitely wasn't great to my grandmother. And she was very heartbroken, but she never saw like the plus side of him passing. One, he no longer has to be in this crazy world that we're in. Plus, she now has her independence. She no longer has to cater to this man who did not, listen to her, give her her needs, just ignored the needs that she wanted. She didn't think of that. All she thought about until this day thinks about just the negative, 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 negative. There is nothing that really comes positive out of her mouth. And we can all try, but because she holds on all these grudges, she constantly has a negative mindset. So this also goes into it stops you from learning how to forgive people, because forgiveness is a key component in self-love and personal growth. Holding grudges prevents you from forgiving others and forgiving yourself. Without forgiveness, it's difficult to let go of the past hurts and move forward. The inability to forgive keeps you stuck in a constant toxic cycle with yourself of blame and victimhood that prevents you from embracing self-compassion and self-acceptance. So in forgiveness, a lot of people, when they hear forgiveness, is that they hear that you have to forget what they did. Like, you really don't have to forget what they did. I will never forget what my ex did to me, what my mom's ex-boyfriend did to me, or what she did to me. I don't forget, but you know what? Forgiving them literally released me from the torment of grudges. It released me from thinking I was unworthy. It released me from thinking that I was just n like this negative ball of fire that nothing good ever happens to my life. It released me from the negative cycle and the toxic cycle that I constantly put myself in. Now I constantly work on self-improvement. I identify my triggers. I work on becoming a version of myself that I want to be instead of who I was, which was just like that friend. I was always negative. We bonded over talking about negative things and our grudges constantly. It was like what fueled us, but we forgot to see the light of the and like at the end of the tunnel, which was we have a roof over our head. We get to eat. We get to save money if we have like an apartment that's not expensive. We just threw all that out the window, and was just talking about how we didn't live like the rich and famous. So forgiveness just gives you peace. That doesn't mean you have to forget or let that person back in your life or even say hi to them when you walk down the street. Because healing doesn't mean that you are going to be happy to see them. You can still cry and be healed. It's okay. You embracing your humanity is what makes healing so beautiful because you get to embrace things that other people say are wrong and I think it's beautiful. So it definitely hurts forgiveness. And again, another one is it stifles personal growth because you only focus on the past. You're not focusing on the present. So what happened in the past is I was molested, mentally abused, gaslighted, was not believed, no one believed me. And that's all I would think about was those things. I just kept thinking about the past constantly. And what was present, like let's say I was still thinking about that stuff in a negative way. And I was like, I would still literally be in the United States right now instead of Thailand. I would still be stuck in California, very unhappy and having an alcohol addiction and just not doing my best. Because all I would do would think about is the past and how awful my life is instead of the present, where it's like I have my own place. Those people are no longer in my life. I have a job. I have a dog that has unconditional love for me. It just did it. Now that I'm present, I always think about like how lucky am I to be in Thailand with this beautiful scenery all the day. I get to travel like all of Southeast Asia, less than $1,000 every 3 months, and I can live off of $1,000 in 3 months for in Thailand. So it just stunts your personal growth if you keep holding grudges. It doesn't help you focus on what's happening now. And then we don't want to talk about the future because then you might get upset because the future didn't turn out. So it's always good to stay present. Another reason, and my last reason why grudges are really bad, especially for self-love and confidence, is it can strain your relationship with others, including those who had nothing to do with the original hurt. The inability to trust or open up can lead to isolation, loneliness. So this happens a lot with people who really got their heart broken and they hold grudges against their exes or friends that weren't there for them or couldn't do this and couldn't do that. And that happened to me. I would project it on friendships or I would project it on the current boyfriend at the time or the current lover, whatever I had at the time. And it strained a lot of relationships because of it. It almost strained a really close friend of mine's relationship because of my grudge and inability to let go of my toxic boyfriend. It almost strained a friendship. So grudges really, stunt you because if you understand the reasons why grudges hurt you, this could help you, become aware of you having a grudge and it'll help you release it. And foster a healthier mindset and environment for your self-love and confidence journey. It is so important to release grudges. It is important to your health, especially. But I totally understand grudges are extremely hard to let go. If you have movies like John Wick and those Taken and a bunch of other, I mean, Taken's more understandable because the daughter was taken, but John Wick, he sought revenge because he held a grudge against the people that killed his dog. And then look what happened to the fact that he held a grudge against someone who killed his dog. He killed the wrong person, and then everybody started trying to kill him, and he started to just keep killing the wrong people constantly because of that. And because of how badass he was in the film, people are like, I don't mind holding a grudge because I'll kick ass and take names, But that's just the wrong message for people. If you are not in a mindset where you know grudges are bad and the social media and entertainment industry is just protecting entertainment, then you shouldn't watch that stuff because it just enables you and it validates the thoughts that you're thinking, like, oh, I can hold a grudge. If John Wick can hold a grudge, I can hold a grudge. Because you see that a lot in action movies and thrillers. There always someone's taking revenge. There's always someone holding a grudge. There's always someone not becoming a better version of themselves. Those are the movies that get like Oscars and nominates, and then because they influence the public so hard. So I understand that you don't want to get rid of this probably because it's made you survive for so long. But if you are ready to let go of grudges so you can foster a more positive mindset and release the weight that those grudges hold on you, then I'm gonna give you some tips on how to let go of grudges. It can be very challenging, but that's also why I'm here. And you can always let me know in the comments, you know, if you are struggling, and then I'll be able to reach out. So I have 10. So the first one is acknowledging your feelings. You have to recognize and accept your emotions without judgment. Understand why you feel hurt and resentful towards this person and situation. This is good journal practice. Is like when I was doing this shadow work about my toxic relationship, I had to acknowledge how hurt it was that I was in that relationship and how upset and mad I was and angry at him for leaving me for another woman because it made me feel so unworthy and of appreciation. It didn't make me like being in my own skin. So I had to really acknowledge those feelings. And then the second one is reflecting on the situation. You're going to reflect on the circumstances that led to that grudge. Try to see it from a different perspective and consider how holding on to it may be affecting you. So when I had to forgive my mother for not believing me for being molested at the time, I had to reflect at the point is that just it doesn't matter your age, really. It doesn't matter if you're like 70 or 40 years old having a baby. If you were really not ever mentally prepared to have a baby and you got pregnant, it is tough to be a mom, a single mom at that, with little to no help to raise this child. You're literally molding a child the way your mother or their mother formed them. And then they try to be better than their mother, but then they realize they suck at so many other things. So I had to like reflect and realize that she was not ready for me. She was not ready for to give up a type of lifestyle that she had. She gave up part of a lifestyle that she had, but she still couldn't give up one lifestyle that she had. And she did after that failed relationship she had with him ended, but it still was hard for her. That doesn't mean what she did was right, but I did have to reflect and be more empathetic. And for him, I don't remember what I said, but it was like, I don't understand why you would do this as a grown man, would do that to a young woman, but I must release the fact that I was young and curious, but I did not deserve that. Like, I was 7. And the same with my toxic boyfriend. It was like, yeah, we weren't really together, but we just broke up a month and we were still sleeping with each other. And I had to reflect on the situation too. Like, I stayed, even though it was a toxic relationship. I stayed. Even though I didn't feel worthy and I wasn't happy, I stayed. And this goes to number 3, practicing empathy. Try to understand that the other person's point of view, just like I said, reflecting on the situation. This doesn't mean, again, that doesn't mean condoning their actions. It just allows you to see them as a flawed human being capable of making mistakes. That doesn't mean that, like I said, with the guy who molested me, yeah, I was curious what was going on because I had no idea. But deep down, I knew it was extremely wrong. So What they did was wrong, and I don't understand, and I can't understand why his mind thought that that would be okay to do that to a 7-year-old girl. But the point is that he is human, and I hope and pray he has not done it to any others. And then number four is you gotta forgive yourself. Often we hold grudges against ourselves as well because, like I said, I was 7 and I was curious, right? So I blamed myself because he told my mother that I had done something to him, and that's why she didn't believe me. But that was weird, right? It just sounds weird when it come out of my mouth. But I blamed myself. Like, I could have stopped it. Why did I let it continue? But I was 7 and I was like, I don't know what's going on. Like, this is. And then you, for some reason, I don't know when it clicked, but it clicked where I was like, this doesn't feel right. I don't know if I read something or I saw a movie that made it wrong or anything because I was 7. I had no idea. So I had to forgive myself. And it was extremely hard because for a long, long time, I blamed myself for it. And I had to forgive myself because I was 7 and I did not deserve that. So for the toxic relationship, I had to forgive myself too because I blamed myself for not being what he wanted. I blamed myself for not being worthy. I blamed myself for how he treated me. And I really had to really let go of the blame. And then I had to choose forgiveness, which is number five. It's forgiveness is the decision to let go of the grudge and release the negative emotions with it. So it doesn't mean condoning them. It means just releasing that negative emotion so it won't hurt anymore. So it won't be painful as it used to be. Like, it still hurts. Like, even talking about it now, it still hurts. Like, it hurts that that happened. It really does. And that was not okay. But I'm not gonna go call my mom and like cuss her out for doing it because I have released that. Like, I have released the negative emotions towards that, but it still hurts sometimes because it's like, fudge. Didn't want to say it, but fudge. Like, man, it's intense. So you have to choose forgiveness to release it. And you, me feeling hurt still about it is okay because it's like, oh, okay, I still feel this. Now I'm gonna like journal about it and, be like, why is it hurting? It's like, because it was so wrong, right? It was just so wrong and I just didn't deserve that. So, but I forgave that situation and I let go of the impact it used to make. Because, yeah, I'm hurt, but I used to, it was the worst impact before. Like, oh my gosh. I used to apologize for being myself because of it. So, a lot has happened, a lot's changed because of it, and I'm really excited about that. But number six is releasing the resentment. So, you go practice techniques like journaling, talking to a trusted friend or therapist, or engaging in activities that help you process the release of resentment. I hired a coach to help me. I also went to therapy. I'm not gonna sit here and be like, I didn't go to therapy. I don't believe in therapy. I totally believe in it. I believe in finding the right one for you because it is a bit difficult and challenging. But finding a therapist or a life coach that helps you through this time is so important because sometimes I felt like I could not do it by myself. Like, I was so like, right? Like, and I couldn't do it by myself. And I had someone like literally validate the hurt, validate the pain that I was going through. And it was just so relieving to have someone validate, and not just validate, just made me feel seen and heard about the pain and the hurt that I had and the grudges, like the resentment. So, yep, it's happening. But it was just so painful. So I hired a coach and I did journaling techniques. I did meditations because I wanted to release this grudge. Seven is focused on the present, shifting your focus from the past to the present moment, engage in activities that bring you joy and fulfillment. So I don't, I talk about the past with people as an encouragement and an inspiring story, not as like, oh my God, I dislike my mom, or oh, or this or that or this. I focus on the present. I don't focus on the past as much anymore, but I'm working on not focusing on the future as much anymore, but just focusing more on the present. And then there's eight, set boundaries. If the grudge involves ongoing harm or toxicity, set boundaries to protect yourself. This may involve limiting contact with the person if you're still in contact with the person, because mine's a pretty big T, right? Mine is like, I was molested when I was seven. I was left for another woman, and I didn't have a supportive family to go help me through it. But you have people who still have T's where it's like their best friend was talking bad about them behind their back, or you can name probably a few smaller things that you never thought were traumas, but being betrayed by your friend is a trauma. Your family telling you you're not good enough because you didn't make first place is a trauma. Someone making fun of you because you didn't hit something right can be a trauma. Like, there's just so many of them. So setting boundaries with the people that are still in your life that you're holding grudges with will help you. I know how hard boundaries are, and you can watch the video I made about boundaries. But boundaries protect yourself, even though they can be a little hard, they're there for you. Nine is practicing self-compassion. You have to be kind and patient with yourself through this process. It is challenging, and healing takes time. It's not linear, and it's not going to happen as fast as you want it to happen. And just know that it will happen. It just won't be as fast as you want it. It will not be, oh, I have big T, I'm going to be healed tomorrow. No, it takes time, it takes patience, and it takes so much compassion to, towards yourself to heal from such traumatic or even small or big or medium traumas that you do have. And then the last one is, of course, seeking professional support, because grudges can seem very overwhelming, especially if you want to release it and nothing is working. So you may want to seek support from a therapist, counselor, or life coach, specifically a life coach that is their niche is catered to trauma or grudges. There's a life coach for everything. And also, there are therapists for everything. You just have to really research that. But if you do take these steps, you can gradually release the burden of a grudge and create space for more positivity, healing, and growth in your life. So, this is my episode on grudges. Thank you so much for tuning into this emotional ride with me. I'm pretty sure this is like the first time you really see me tear up on a video slash podcast, and I just want to know that I want you to know that I love you guys for following me and listening to me, and I just want you guys to see this other side of me. So thank you so much for tuning into Royally Confident and joining me on this very empowering episode. If you want to be notified for any other episodes, you got to hit the notification button. There is a video about boundaries in my content, so make sure you search for that in my YouTube or podcast. So thank you so much for joining me, and have a royally confident day.
Thank you for joining me on the Royally Confident podcast. Remember, confidence is not something reserved just for royalty. It is a mindset and skill that anyone can cultivate. By embracing your unique qualities, overcoming self-doubt, and taking action towards your goals, you can unlock your inner confidence and reign supreme in all areas of your life. If you enjoyed this podcast, I would greatly appreciate it if you could leave me a review and share it with your friends and family. Your support helps me reach more people who can benefit from my empowering content. Stay tuned for future episodes every Sexy Sunday, where I will continue to explore the world of confidence and personal growth. Until then, remember to embrace your worth, believe in yourself, and live a life that is royally confident.